Name? Robert Gordon. Age 19. Date of birth? February 27th, 1962. On the night of September, oops.
November 21st.
I was participating in a smoker where this girl by the name of Marcy asked me to walk her home. I complied and walked her home. Then, okay, now here's where it gets fucking exciting. I walk in the house. We're sitting down at the kitchen table. And we're just chatting away. We're chatting away, blah, 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 blah. And her friend comes in by the name of Tracy. Tracy comes in and she's had a good time wherever she was. And all of a sudden the phone rings. And Tracy picks it up and says, "I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to talk to you." Something along that lines, anyhow. And then hangs up and says to Marcy, "It's him, it's him." And then Marcy explains to me that it was her, Tracy's ex-boyfriend, who Tracy broke off with in fucking Thanksgiving. Anyhow, now where am I? Next thing you know, the phone rings again, and this time they ask me to pick it up. So I pick it up and say, "Hello." The guy says, "May I please speak to Tracy?" I say, "I'm sorry, she isn't in right now. May I take a message?" He says, "I just talked to her 30 seconds ago, and I put her on the phone." And I said, "Look it, buddy, she's not in. You want me to take a message?" He persisted, and I said, "Listen, my name's Thule. If you don't watch out, I'm going to beat your fucking head in, buddy. So just don't hassle us." And I hung up. The girls laughed. Then the phone rang again. The phone rang again. The phone rang again, and they unplugged the phone. Next, you know, it was like, "Ha ha ha, you know, he won't bother us tonight." About 10 minutes later, at the front door, I said, "Wow, man, this is turning out to be just an amazingly interesting evening," and to myself. Marcy goes to the front door and comes back and says, "It's him." And Tracy says, "I don't want to talk to him," but goes out to the door and says, "I don't want to talk to you. Go away." And Tracy walks into the living room and starts talking with him. At which point, Marcy and I start a new conversation in the kitchen. We chatted for approximately half an hour when all of a sudden, from the living room, I heard Tracy say, "Marcy, Marcy, help me, get him out of here, get him out of here." And at which point, Marcy jumped up and said, "Gordo, come with me." And I was there. Well, okay. I was having like a weird time. Anyhow, the next thing happens is I follow Marcy into the living room area, and this guy, blondish brown hair, part of the side, Commerce 84 jacket, sitting down on the couch, and she says, "Marcy, get him out of here." And Marcy says, "Gordo, ask him to leave." So of course I, being a nice guy, walk up to the guy and said, "Look, you want to leave, buddy?" At which point he pulls out this huge, immense knife, man. I just freaked right out. It was about 14 inches long. Pointed it right at me while he was sitting down, at which point I said, "Hey, like, take it easy. This is, you know, why don't you come back later or make a phone call or something? Just, you know, this is a serious matter." Which point he stood up, started pointing the knife at me, and I said, "Okay, like, I'm backing off, man. Like, you do what you want to do, but, you should leave right now." I couldn't really do anything because I was at bay. Next, I I stepped back. He went to the stairs and said, "Tracy, come on down. Tracy, come down," with the knife in his hand still. Which point, Marcy ran into the kitchen and made a phone call to a Peter and said, "Peter, Peter, come on over here." I was still in awe of the whole situation. He went into the kitchen with the knife, pointed at Marcy, who was about 10 feet away from him, I guess. And I decided, well, I better do something. So I walked by him at about a distance of about a foot, turned to him, called him an asshole, and then walked to the phone, picked up, dialed 0, and asked for the police. The police asked me what the problem was. I said there was a man wielding a knife at 99 Elm Street. And I asked them to send over a police car right away. Which point, the operator for the police asked me what this guy's name was. And I said, "I don't know what the fuck his name is." And she said, "You don't have to swear." And then I said, "Well, just a second," because I noticed he had been starting to walk away. He'd gone to the stairs and yelled to Tracy, "Come on down, Tracy, come on down." The next thing happens, I walk to the door, the kitchen door, and look, he's near the front door, and I said to him, "Look it, buddy, where's all your courage gone now? Like, the cops are coming, and, like, you're in a lot of trouble, and, you know, you just want to fucking stick around for a while." He started opening the front door. I walked a little closer. I guess the front door was open by then. The glass door wasn't. He pulls out the knife again with his left hand, and I just stepped back and said, "What am I going to do? What am I going to do to myself?" And then I started thinking, and because of my state of mind, I was in, totally intellectual and suave, I said, "This fucking asshole's an asshole," and I fucking lunged at him and threw him against the wall. My right hand grabbed his left hand, which had the knife in it, and there was a struggle in the corner, at which point I pinned him into the corner, grabbed the knife out of his hand, and threw it into the room. He then proceeded to try and knee me in the bag, but I quickly avoided that, almost suffered major injury, though, and got really pissed off, and I threw him on the ground. The bicycle fell over. I switched positions. He was near the kitchen, and I started throwing him again towards the middle of the hallway when Pete came in and said, "Break it up, break it up, break it up," and tried to get in between the two of us, and I was just going rank, saying, "You maniac, I'm going to beat your fucking face in, you asshole," and Pete was saying, "Calm down, Gordo." Of course, Pete didn't understand the seriousness of the situation, and I was pretty hyped up at the time. Pete then, I yelled at Pete to fuck off or I'm going to punch your head in, Pete. And then he said, "Okay, Gordo, I'm on your side, I think." And then, I don't know, there was a major mix-up at this point. And I finally convinced Pete to hold on to him. They were outside on the veranda steps by then. Convinced Pete to hold on to them. And then I went back to the phone and said, "Okay, the knife's out of his hand, but hurry up." Started walking outside, and I realized that this guy was a real jerk, and I didn't like him at all. So I fucking, Pete was sitting beside him on the railing of the front steps, and holding on to him. I just grabbed him and threw him right over the fucking railing until he was upside down, and Pete grabbed his feet, fortunately for that jerk, as he probably would have had a nice bent neck if he had gone about another 2 feet. Anyhow, after he got up, I shook him again a couple times and noticed big bright lights coming down the street, which were police cars. Anyhow, after that, oh wow, it was just such a phenomenal evening. The police pulled up, two police cars, 4 policemen jump out. I jump down the stairs, walk up to them and say, "That's him." They grab him, throw him in the back of the car, and go inside. I show them where the knife is, and after, you know, the girls are going, just wimping away and stuff like this. They were pretty scared and upset. Of course, I, being the hero, was able to comfort them in their time of need. But then the police asked me to come down to the police station to make a statement, where I made my statement on at about 4 o'clock, 4 a.m. That's the morning of the 22nd.
Yeah.
And after the seriousness of the matter, I was able to calm Marcy down by joking around with her a little bit, even though it was a deadly serious matter. I was still kind of freaking out, but I figured I did like just a superb job. And so from now on, I'm going to be super gamer. Upon getting back to the house around 4:30, close to 5, I found out from Tracy, the girl that he had been, who he knew, that he had said to her that she had hurt him so much when she broke off with him at Thanksgiving that he was going to tear her limb from limb and hang her on a cross to suffer in public. I kind of freaked out at this and realized that the guy's kind of deranged. I think he's being charged with wielding a deadly weapon, something along that lines. And if he's charged, I guess that's it for his queen's career. And I hope it's it for him. Unfortunately, he's out today as of 9 o'clock, so...
don't kill me!
Bye-bye.